nothing else.
Hallelujah, God. God, that you saw us in our state, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. That you saw us in our deadened state, Lord God. And God, you sent your one and only begotten Son, Lord God. Hallelujah. To redeem mankind, Father. And for that reason, Lord God, we are on this line, Lord God. Not to exalt anything or anyone, Lord God, but Jesus Christ and him alone, Lord God. So, Father God, we ask, Lord God, that you look upon each and every one of us, Lord God. And for anything, Lord God, any mindset, Lord God, or any way that you find within us, Lord God, hallelujah, that is not of you, God, we come against it right now by the blood of the Lamb, Lord God. God, we ask that you remove all distractions, all doubting words, Lord God, or any ways of man, Lord God. Lord God, and let us see you as a spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You said for those that see you as a spirit, Lord God, must also worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. So we come against every false word, Lord God, every false accusation that the enemy has placed, Lord God. We come against it by the blood of the Lamb, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, that your word will do what it is set forth to do, Lord God, what it has accomplished to do in the name of Jesus, God, that it will set us free. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. For you thought we were worth serving, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, and we thank you, God. We thank you collectively, Lord God. Hallelujah, we praise you, God. We magnify you, we exalt you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. As the laborer comes forth, Lord God, let us see that the harvest is plenteous, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Have thine own way with our hearts, our minds, and our soul, Lord God. So in the end, that all may glorify and praise you, he whom is worthy, Lord God. God, we ask that you bless the man of God, Lord God, as he comes to deliver your word, Lord God, and let each and every ear receive it on good ground in the name of Jesus Christ. God, and we will praise you. We will glorify you. We will lift you up, for you are worthy. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you for that opening prayer, man of God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is Minister Sir Ryan Davis. This is the Exalting Jesus broadcast on the Now Network. God bless you, family, those who have called in or listening by way of the app, the free radio, Now Radio for You app, or however you're hearing this. Maybe it's on the Blog Talk archives. However you're hearing this, God bless you. May a blessing from God rest upon you at the hearing of his word and his at connecting with his people. May God bless you as you hear this. Hallelujah. We thank you all for calling in. Father, we just thank you for yet another chance to commune with you. Lord, when we look at creation, there is nothing you have created that can take your place. So, Father, we are grateful, and all praise belong to you, the mighty God, the Father of all spirits. We love you. We adore you. Hallelujah, Lord God. I make this thing personal. I love you. I adore you. Father God, I lay my heart before you, and I just say, God, be glorified. Hallelujah. The praises belong to you forever, Lord God, forever and ever. The praises belong to you, Father. So, Lord, there's nothing strange about going before you now to give you praise. Father, what more can we do but to worship you, Lord God? There are they that dwell before your throne day and night, Lord God, worshiping, crying out, holy, holy, singing songs of praises to you. So, Lord, we might as well acquaint ourselves with what we will be doing for all eternity, Lord God. Lord, we bless you. We praise you. I thank you. I love you. I give you glory, Lord God. You are awesome. You are mighty. There's no fault in you. There's no flaw in your way. You're perfect in all of your ways, Lord God. There's nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing too hard for you. You are what we call miracles, you call reality, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I thank you that we are shifting, Lord God. As you have made us of a ready mind now, Father, we are shifting now into the supernatural, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are shifting now into the miracle provisions, the favor of God. We are shifting, Lord God. Hallelujah. Into the reality of God. Hallelujah. To an understanding of you that can only be granted by your spirit, God. It is not by our might or our power, Father God, but it is by your spirit. When you release the oil of your spirit upon your glory, upon your people, Father God, miracles take place. Lord God, I thank you that, hallelujah, that you are going to let this thing go out with a bang, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're not going to let us leave here without the miraculous. You're not going to take your church, Lord God, without us being in power, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. I bless you and I praise you and I bind the spirit of distraction right now. I bind everything right now, Lord God, that is coming against the airwaves. Lord, we take authority over Satan and his minions, Lord God, because you have given us authority, seating us in heavenly places, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. I take authority over everything that is against this broadcast, that is against this network, that is against this ministry, that is against the movement of the people, Lord God. Hallelujah. I make my decree, Lord God, and I to them, Lord God, because there is favor with you. Our words are meaningless if we're not connected to the vine. But Father, you said, Jesus, you told us that you said, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman, and you are the branches. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you should ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. The key here is his words abiding in us. I'm going to not really be ministering the word a lot today. I'm instructed to pray, but I'm giving lead way to drop a word as he drops it on me. But hallelujah, as I'm praying, I need to expound on this. John chapter 15. St. John chapter 15. Jesus says, I am the true vine. Watch this. The true vine. That means there's other trees. Hey, glory. That means there's other vines, but they can't give you life. That means there's a false Christ. That means there are false religions. That means there are false ways to the Father. You think you'll get there. But the end result is death. But there's only one way, that's life. There's only one that is planted, whose roots go down and receive nutrients and nourishment from life of the Spirit, from the Father. There's only one that's true, and that's Jesus. He says, I am the true vine. I would tell you, if I could admonish the people of God to do anything this day, in this week, is to get into the I am statements of Jesus, because he lets you know just who he really is. You see, many are going to claim to have connection to God, but without Jesus, you're nothing. A tree branch is nothing without the vine. It's just firewood. My God, today. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. That means God planted him in the earth. He couldn't have got here had it not had it not been in the plan of the Father, there would have been no son here. And had it not been for the son, there would be no bloodshed. If it was not for the bloodshed, there would be no remission of sins. If there is no remission of sins, we would be struggling with the law and doomed to hell on our own merit. My God, today. But he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. The object of Christ today is he wants to see more fruit. Why? This is how we give God the glory. This is how we give God the glory. Watch this. He says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. He says, be intimate with me. Ah, it's a glory. Hallelujah. There's evidence when you've been intimate with the King. There's evidence. Hallelujah. Because you come out of his presence with something you didn't come in with. It's like a man when he's intimate with his woman. She leaves with a deposit. And after a while, everybody knows because her belly starts to poke out because she's carrying life that did not come from her, but it was deposited. But when you are in the presence of God, hallelujah, you're carrying life. And after a while, everybody going to know it because it's going to start to show. Hallelujah. Fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. Watch this. He says, now you're clean through the word. The word. He always takes it back to the word. People trying to have a relationship with God without a relationship with the word. It's not possible. Watch this. He says, with the word that I have spoken unto you, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. A woman cannot go and get pregnant without a man. You cannot get a word from God without intimacy with God. Watch this. You cannot bring forth fruit, reproduction. Let me say this. Production has nothing to do with the number of people that connect with you. It has nothing to do with how many people you think you're reaching or winning. Okay? That's a bonus of being a disciple. Reproduction is the fruit of the Spirit. That means your life resembles Christ. If your life resembles Christ, then all the number of people that follow him, that turned away from him after a while. But he only had a few faithful at the end of the day because everybody wasn't going to go all the way with Jesus. Everybody not going to go all the way with you. So fruitfulness is not about gathering people. We only go after what he tells us to do. Watch this. We only say what he tells us to say. We only do what he tells us to do. He says, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? If he's Lord, then he instructs. We have to have permission. We have to ask permission. Lord, is this okay? Lord, do you want me to go this way? Do you want me to say that? Do you want me to minister to them? Do you want me to preach? Do you want me to say something or be quiet? We have to move by him and him only. Watch this. So he says, abide in me as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. We can't do nothing without him. Abide. That means stay, not visit me. He said, abide in me. Father, we bless you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, you got to be connected. Glory. No more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, if I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. I'm going to read that again. For without me, ye can do nothing. The disciples fished all night long. They called partners, and they got all kind of connections and boats, and they was out on the water all night long, and they caught nothing. But Jesus got on the boat, and they had a major catch, all kind of fish. But if you read that story, what had happened, that when he told them, I'll make you fishers of men, they left the catch that they had. They left the nets, and they forsook all of that and went and followed Jesus. Why? Because he's the one that's going to tell you how to be fruitful. And it's whatever he says that matters. Watch this. It's what he says that matters. We can't count numbers. We can't get caught up in how many numbers we can produce. You can have a house full, and it'd be a house full of false converts. But when God is in a thing, then there's a change that takes place in your spirit. He's a spirit, and he's looking at our spirits. Watch this. If a man abide in me, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, a tree branch, just laying on the ground. It's just going to wither, and it's going to die. And that's exactly what he said. He said, and it is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. It's firewood. He said, if ye abide in me, if, that's an if. We're talking the words of the Savior right here. This is not somebody's word about the Savior. This is the Savior's word to us, about himself and about us. It behooves us to take heed and not to form our own theologies, but to hear what the Lord said. He says, if ye abide in me, and my words, with an S on the end of it, words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That means you get to a place in relationship with him now where whatever you ask will manifest, because it's not your words that you're speaking. It's his words abiding in you. That means you get past just the written logos. We got to have this book. We got to have the Bible. But then there's a point where the scriptures get so ingrained into your spirit that it becomes a life force in you. And the Holy Ghost breathes on that. And then all of a sudden, he's not far behind. If the word is present, the spirit is present. And where the spirit is, there is life and there is liberty. Hallelujah. Watch this. Jesus told him in John, the 6th chapter, he says, for the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. I'm going to say that again. The words that I speak to you, this is what Jesus said. He said, for they are spirit and they are life. That's John 6 and 63. I'm going to read it. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. We ain't nothing without the spirit of God. I don't care how many titles you got. I don't care how big you built it. I don't care how many people connect to you. I don't care how well you preach. I don't care how well you sing. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how many friends you got. I don't care who you connected to. If you're not connected to the Rosh Shandaba, if you're not connected to the vine, he said, hey, you ain't got nothing. It's just flesh. But he says that the flesh profited nothing. But then he tells you, he says, the words, there's that words with an S on it again. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That means we got to get to a place where we hear him speak beyond just reading the book. See, when you talk about the book, the logos is called the Word of God. Not words with an S on the end. The Word of God, the logos. But the rhema is when you get into the hearing of his voice. He begins to give you wisdom that you can't even come up with on your own. That you shocked and surprised at the things he say, and you have to say, hold on, Lord, let me write this down because I got to meditate on this for a while. That is amazing you said that to me. Wait a minute, Jesus. That's what he's trying to get us to. Let me tell you something. Anybody that's a born-again believer can hear the voice of God, not just the prophets. But it takes a discipline of abiding. See, you got to abide in him. But his words to abide in you. Watch this. It's not just going to happen automatically because you say I'm a believer. Trust me, believer, when I say this. Trust me when I say this. Study this and find it to be true. Go study the Bible and find it to be true, or prove me to be a liar. But trust me when I say this here. There is a vast difference between a believer and a Christian. Watch this. A believer believes. They believe. That doesn't make you Christ-like. Watch this. That doesn't make you like Christ. Your faith has to, the Bible says we go from faith to faith. When Jesus told the parable about the talents, he said one was given two talents. One was given one talent, one was given two, and one was given five. He with two came back with four. He with ten, five came back with ten. He that had one, He still had one when his master showed up, and his master called him a lazy and wicked servant. What does that mean? That means the faith you dealt at the beginning, when you come to God, that faith got to increase. If you didn't have the two, you better come out with four. If you didn't have the one, you should come out with two. If you have five, you should double that, is what he's basically letting us know. Your faith had to increase to be a Christian. See, we've labeled things Christian, but Christian means like Christ. Anything not like him, he said, how are you abiding in me? How is my words in you? If I'm speaking in it, if I'm speaking in you, the change has to be evident, manifest. My will has to be manifest. My God, today, watch this. I'm trying to shut up, but this is not me speaking because I'm just praying. But hallelujah, it's what's in you going to come out. Glory to God. Watch this. He says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So there's a living spirit connected to his words. That means you don't have no free reign over it. It reigns in you, and it speaks, and you can't control it. There's not a spirit that can control the word of God. You can reject the word of God to your own detriment, but you can't control the word. The word is a living force. It's spirit and life. It's spirit and life. I know sometimes it cut us, and it feels like it's killing us, but the word is coming to bring you life. It's really cutting the flesh down, because the flesh profit nothing. But the spirit, oh, glory to God, is life because of righteousness. The spirit, ah, glory to God. The spirit is life because of righteousness. I'll say it one more time. The spirit of God is life because of righteousness. When he speaks, hey, glory, he speaks his word. Hallelujah. So when his words abide in us, he says that. At that place, you can ask whatever you want because you ain't going to ask nothing wrong when it's his words in you. So what he's trying to do is empty us of us, fill us with him, so there ain't nothing speaking in us but him. Glory to God. And with that, I'm going to enter into prayer because I have nothing more to say. But Father, we just bless your name, Lord God. We thank you that you're so good that you desire to be intimate with us. You initiate intimacy with us. Father, we are nothing. We are nothing but dust. Oh, God, but you gave us the breath of life. Father, we thank you for life right now, Lord God. What a pleasure, Lord, just to be alive in the land of the living. There's a reason your word says, let everything that I brought praise you, the Lord. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord God. I bless your name because the breath of life is in me, Lord God. And Lord, when it's gone, I'll pass over into the spirit realm, into the eternals, Lord God, and still yet be praising you. But Father, while I'm here, Lord God, the experiences that we can gain here on earth, Lord God, of your majesty, of your greatness, oh God, oh mighty King, oh, we bless your name today, Father. Lord God, you are merciful. Oh, Lord God, you are full of mercy, Lord God, and loving kindness and truth. Your truth reigns to the ends of the earth and even to the uttermost parts of the universe, Lord God. Your truth reigns from generation to generation. Oh, God, and what little is known of you, Lord God. Oh, God, there's so much to know of you. We would spend all of eternity discovering more, more and more of your goodness, more and more of your grace and your power and your truth, Lord God. Oh, God, your plan for redemption is so perfect. Oh, God, we thank you on today that you would do it in your transgressions forever, Lord God, not just in the world, but transgressions forever. There will be no more sin of falling from heaven, Lord God. You've got this thing set up, Lord, to perfect us. You made us from the lowest place, Lord God, from dirt, from the elements of the world. Even the dirt and the elements where the enemy was cast down to, you took and formed man out of it to perfect us from the lowest state to bring us to the highest. And we would never desire to fall because we've already come from the lowest, Lord God. We thank you for your wisdom, your strategic planning, Lord God, that you've buried treasure within us, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you on today. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that somebody is getting a glimpse of your reality on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. I bless your name, Lord God, for the new places you are assigned to us, Father God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for a greater grace, oh God. I thank you for the ministry, Lord God, and the mission, Lord God, that is being birthed in somebody's belly right now. Oh God, I thank you for somebody's restoration right now. I hear the cry of the soul, oh God. I thank you right now. Somebody's being lifted to a new place, oh God, a place of protection and provision, Lord God. I thank you that you're taking the mote out of our eyes. Hallelujah. And the beams out of our eyes, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're calling us to not look upon one another, Father, but you're ready to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling before the Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that in the reality of you, Lord God, we have no time to point fingers, Lord God. We have no time to turn up our noses at others, oh God. We have no time to whisper and backbite, oh God. But this thing is serious, oh God. Forgive us for our foolishness and our transgressing ways, oh God. Oh God, forgive us for the times we uttered things we did not understand, oh God. Oh, when we stood in places we were not meant to stand, oh God. Oh God, forgive us on today. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us for our haughty words, oh God, our haughty spirit, oh God. You said you had a proud look, oh God, but you look within the heart, oh God. You see deep, deep, deep down in us, oh God. You're not looking at the outer. Man can look and see humility. God will look and see pride, oh God. But Father, I thank you that we're coming in agreement with you now, Father, because of your mercies. Oh, thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Oh, thank you for his willingness to die for wretched sinners. Oh, God, thank you today. Thank you that Jesus came to this earth and laid his life down. He didn't come here as a conquering king, but he came as a humble servant who was a king that had already foresaw his conquering day. Hey, glory. We thank you that he was willing to be a vessel poured out for our lives, for humanity, God. Thank you, Father. I thank you right now. I take every soul that is hearing my voice on today, and I lift them up to the heavens before you, God. And I pray, Father, you would destroy every yoke. I pray against cataracts, Lord God. I hear cataracts. I pray against it right now in the spirit, Lord God. I pray a divine healing. I bind the spirit of doubt and unbelief. I bind the mouth that would speak against healing on today. And I say, receive it. I pray, Lord God, against cancer. Dry up the word of sickness. Father, I thank you we're walking into the newness of life now, and the church is being positioned to work miracles for your glory, God. You are setting many free, Lord God. Captives are being free. Bones are being loosed off our hands and feet, Lord God. Cigarette addiction is broken. If you give it up, he'll take it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, forgive us for when we thought things were funny and didn't know that we were in mockery. Forgive us, Lord God, when we spoke out of place and you saw us as a scorner and a scoffer. Forgive us, Lord, for the lust of our eyes. Forgive us for the lust of our hearts, oh God, and the pride of our lives, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for the ill speech of our lips. Your word says the thought of foolishness is sin. Forgive us for our thoughts that were foolish in your sight, God. Forgive us, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you have given us mercies that the angels could not receive. For surely we are deserving of more sore punishment than they. When we count our transgressions, Lord, they are many. But, Father, you have been gracious. You are the Father of our spirits. You are the King of glory. You are he who abides in everlasting light. In fact, you are the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our minds praise you. Our hearts praise you. Our spirits reach for you, God. And in our core, we adore you, Father. Thank you. We can call you Father. You train us, you teach us, you prepare us, you fill the void, oh God, in every area of our lives. Surely you are Father. You are our source. You supernaturally supply what we cannot supply with our own hands, with our own ability, oh God. Your favor is grace. It is life to us, Lord. It is provision for us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mind to understand. I bind the spirit of dumbness. Hallelujah. There's a spirit of dumbness that has been sent against God's prophets, but I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of hush, hush, in the name of Jesus. I take over that spirit that comes to silence the mouth of your true sons and daughters in the earth. I come against the spirit of accusation right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against it, I curse it, and I cast it to the ground in the name of Jesus. By the authority that is invested in me, Lord God, I decree this thing to be so, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, against death, oh God. I pray against the spirit of suicide on this line tonight, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Father God. I pray against torment, in the name of Jesus. I loose the Holy Ghost, I loose the Holy Ghost. Arrest each one hearing, oh God. Arrest them in your glory, Lord God. Bathe us in your glory, Lord God. In Jesus, I thank you, I praise you, oh God, for a decorable shy deep down, glory to God, a deep down belly experience of the Holy Ghost going into the uttermost parts of us, God, fleshing out the evil, oh God. The days are short, your return, your coming is at hand, oh God. Let us be serious and watchful. Oh God, let us be serious and watchful in our prayers. Your word says, let us be serious in our prayers, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, God, for not having the passion and zeal for souls, passion and zeal for your word, passion and zeal for understanding of your word, passion and zeal for seeking to serve you and not self, oh God. Passion and zeal, oh God, to love you with everything we have, God. Forgive us for not possessing it. Forgive us for trying to look the part, oh God, we're living in our heart. But oh God, put it in our hearts today. Put it in our hearts, oh God, once again. Put it in us like when we first gave you our yes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray now a praying spirit over Zion, oh God. Birth our prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Put it in your people, oh God, a prayer wheel and let it turn and turn, oh God. Rivers of living water, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. You're breaking the spirit of contention and competition. I pray now that you would cause the mouth of gossip to cease in the church, God, and turn those gossipers into prayer warriors. They like to talk, God. Put them on their face so they'll talk to you and teach them how to abide in you, that their words will not be their words, God. But when they utter anything in the spirit realm, oh God, it has authority, weight, and power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You do it, I pray, God. Stir up the well. Stir up the well of life. Let the tears begin to flow. Oh God, shamefacedness, let it cover us, God, where we're wrong. Let it cover me where I'm wrong, God, whatever the case may be, God. God, we just need you. We want you. We want a deeper understanding of you. We want to go down in the depths of who you are. We want you to go down in the depths of who you are, God. Take away our unrighteous deeds. Please cast them away from us, God. Cast them in the sea of forgiveness. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, don't let us be swept away with the cares of this world. Father, don't let us be caught up with the cares of this world, God. Don't let our eyes be distracted. But Father, we thank you for the hardships that are making us. We thank you for the fire that is purifying us. We thank you that you're forging us in the fire, God, and you're sharpening us like sword, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name today, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If we have nothing else, we got your blood. We got your word, Lord God. You suffered blood and died for us, God. You are our King. God, you honor your word. You are God of your word. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now that portals are being opened. Oh, God, I thank you, Roshada. Thank you for the Roboshika, the Robosha. Thank you for the portals that are being opened in the heavens right now, God, for your people. Oh, God, don't let us miss your coming. Don't let us be tangled up, oh, God, but draw us nearer, God, to you. Help us lay aside every weight and sin, God. Come out of religion. Come out of religion. Come out of religion. To call in the spirit. Come out of religion. Enter into his chambers. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Get to know me. Get to know me. Get to know me. Acquaint thyself with my spirit. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we need you. God, continue to pull at our hearts, oh God. Pull at our heartstrings, God. God, religion won't get you in. Religion won't get you in. Religion won't get you in. You can call on his name and still be religious. But you got to have a relationship, oh God. You got to have a relationship with him. He's got to be real in your life. He's got to make himself known to you in his word. He's got to make his voice known to you in your spirit. Oh, shut that up, I say. Oh, trust not in flesh. Trust not in flesh, but it's the spirit of life. It's the spirit that gives life. Trust in the spirit. He gives life. He gives life. He gives life. He gives life. Everything you need, he gives life. He gives life. We glorify you, God. We trust you, living God. Oh, we wait in the serve you, God. Forgive us for our slack and laziness when it comes to serving you and our timidness. Forgive me, Lord God, for the times I did not speak and I should have spoke. The times, Lord God, where I was ashamed to speak or felt like I was inadequate, Lord God, but your word says you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind, Lord God. Let love drive the power, and Lord, we know you're going to keep us in a sound mind, Lord God. Help us on today, Lord God. Help us on today, Lord God. Let every last person under the sound of my voice be changed this day forward, Lord God. Quickening of the spirit, sanctifying of the soul. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you what you're doing with the youth. Your hand is upon them. Your cloud is hovering over them. You are protecting them right now. We thank you that you have already caused the murdering to slow and decrease, Lord God, that they're starting to reach for life, that they're starting to push back the things of the world to seek life. They're tired. They're tired of death. They're tired of taking in death and consuming death, Lord God. The youth shall be delivered. Hallelujah. The youth shall be delivered, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are making your move upon them, Father God. It will not be stopped. It is not a move that any man is orchestrating. It is not a move that any man is going to get the credit for or be in charge of, but the move is of the Spirit of God, and the enemy cannot block it. I thank you, Father God. You've already preserved them. You're already blessing them. You're already keeping them. You're already watching over them. You're already planting in them. You're already uncovering what's planted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your strength on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood that covers each young person, Lord God. Every last person from the age of 30 and under, Lord God, we thank you. You are covering them. For every family member represented on this line, every niece, nephew, grandson, granddaughter, son, daughter, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Uncles and cousins and aunties too. Hallelujah. We just bless you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer in your spirit and the Holy Spirit is moving on you, I'm going to ask them to open to lines, and I'm going to let the Holy Spirit flow. I'm going to get out of the way. But if the Spirit of God is on you and you feel it now, you know He's on you right now to pray. Loose that prayer into the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You may be seated in this house tonight. Feel like somebody is willing to trust in Him. You can trust Him.
Say it again.
To your own.
In the name of Jesus, freedom in the mind, God, for your people. Glory to your name, Jesus. Open our ears to get the correct answer, God. Glory to your name, Father, today, God. We thank you today, Father. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right. and you can't find any answers, and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I'm going to wait on you. Because I know you're coming after a while, so I don't even mind. No, I wait on you, Lord. Yes.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.